Today was a day of reckoning in Sacramento. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger campaigned on a promise to fix California's fiscal problems, and today he publicly presented his first budget.
Over the past 5 years, the politicians have made a mess of the California budget. And now it's time to clean it up.
Some highlights: the proposal would cut funding for cities and counties and for health and welfare, and it would impose major fee hikes for some college students, but as promised, it would not raise taxes. California is facing a $14 billion budget shortfall. John Myers of member station KQED joins us now from Sacramento. John, where are the deepest cuts?
Well, Michelle, they come from a number of places. You know, this budget really was predicated on the most basic of Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign promises to not raise taxes. So about $4.5 billion in spending cuts from what we see, and then a number of accounting changes, some shifting of money from one place to the other. But he is taking about $2 billion from K-12 education and community colleges in the state. That decision's being called a recalculation by the governor's administration and not a cut, but it was money the schools were supposed to get. So some very deep cuts indeed.
And for the cities and counties that will be getting less money from the state, are they already making plans to do more with less?
Well, it certainly seems the cities and counties in California were really surprised by this decision to take about $1 billion of their property tax revenues. That's what he did. It was money they normally would get that he wants to now put into the coffers of the state. They lost money like this in a similar grab by state government back in the early 1990s, and a lot of them say this decision really takes money from the same kind of programs, police and fire services, that Schwarzenegger helped by repaying money from his controversial car tax rollback. So those groups seem pretty stunned as to the reasons for this and what to do next.
And those college students who face fee hikes, have you heard from any of them? What are they saying?
Well, I think a lot of them had seen the writing on the wall for several weeks. A lot of those kinds of decisions had been kind of hinted at and leaked in the last days and weeks. Those groups and advocates for the poor and disabled as well, they seem geared up to fight all of this. You know, but the higher education system here in California and the students who attend those colleges and universities are really going to feel these changes if they're approved by the legislature. We are talking, as you said, large tuition hikes and some caps as well on new enrollment. And as some Democrats told me today, what this really does is this hits the middle-class students. The more wealthy students, of course, have the financial resources already. The poor students have a lot more financial aid and grant opportunities. The middle-class students, this one, Democrats said to me, are the ones that he's really worried about.
Well, as you say, this budget proposal from the governor still has to be passed by the legislature. Have you heard reaction from lawmakers?
It is starting to trickle in. Democrats do control the California legislature. I would describe their reaction so far as cautious. A lot of them are going to want to fight for some tax increases. Some, like the incoming speaker of the California State Assembly, are beginning to use a new theme, and it says that they want to find choices that are both fiscally responsible and socially responsible. This will be a really long and interesting budget season here in Sacramento. You've got a very popular new governor who seems willing so far to sit and talk with everyone, but who also knows that he can go to the voters directly. And you've got a democratically controlled legislature that may have a real hard time demonizing this governor is too far to the political right. It's going to be a very interesting give and take.
Just quickly, what do we expect Governor Schwarzenegger to do to try to sell this and perhaps take a little bit of the sting out of this?
Well, I think you saw his first attempt at that this week in his State of the State speech. I mean, that was a speech that was pretty much geared towards the California people, even though you had members of the legislature sitting there in front of it. He is going to continue to push the people to realize that he's making choices that he thinks are right and that they should support. And I must tell you, the real big test is going to be this deficit bond that's going to be on the March 2nd ballot here in California. It's up to $15 billion. Schwarzenegger says it will erase debt. He warned again today, if he doesn't get that, you can expect even more cuts. And I think that's the theme you're going to hear him say. His staff has already said he's beginning a bit of a campaign mode here to get that deficit bond passed. And that's going to be the first biggest challenge to getting the financial crisis solved.
John Myers of member station KQED reporting from Sacramento. John, thanks so much.